I'm frustrated. I think I'm frustrated with the process as much as I am with the agreement. I think certainly for somebody who turned the entire correction system upside down to place certainly our correction officers in danger, the about 1,500 law enforcement people who were out there for 23 days, their lives in danger every minute that they were out there searching for these two murderers, the thousands of residents who live in the areas of Clinton and Franklin counties where these searches were the most intense and where they didn't know if they stepped out their door who was going to be there. She's under good behavior, could be out in a little over 4 years, is just not acceptable. Certainly the money it cost us in overtime and in resources is one thing, but to me the most important part is the emotional drain and the danger that so many people were placed in. And you know, let's be absolutely clear about the ultimate person who is directly responsible for this escape is Joyce Mitchell. And to think that she could get free legal services paid for by the taxpayers, when, you know, she and her husband making over $100,000 a year, that's not indigent. I just can't see any rhyme or reason as to why the taxpayers should pay to... I happen to think the world of their attorney, of her attorney, so it's nothing personal against him. I just can't, I cannot reconcile that tax dollars should go to pay for her to have free legal advice. And so I think it's a whole kind of mix of things.
I spoke with Clinton County Legislator Mark Dame yesterday about the fact that she had an assigned lawyer that the taxpayers will have to pay for. And he plans to protest that when the bill comes in to the county. Is there anything that you can do at the state level along those lines?
Really, it's a county issue. And I'm not trying to just pass the buck. I give Mark Dame a lot of credit for immediately jumping on board with that and being very adamant about it. You know, I understood the first night her being assigned an attorney because she had to have somebody represent her during the arraignment. But boy, from that point on, it should have been and should be at her private expense.
You also touched on another issue that Minority Leader Brian Kolb issued a press release on, and that's that Joyce Mitchell also keeps her Department of Corrections pension. What sorts of changes should the Assembly take a look at in the wake of this?
I think since I've been in Albany, I've been co-sponsor on a bill that would remove pensions from state officials who commit a felony and are convicted of it. There is a constitutional issue on that, and that it will take a constitutional amendment to totally change it for people who are currently in the system. I think his point is well taken, that the Assembly Democrats have got to take the bill to the floor and allow a vote on it. I think that if it is given to the voters to vote on as a constitutional amendment, it has a really good chance of passing. But it's got to pass two successive legislatures, as you know, in order to do that. So the earliest it could go on a ballot would be November 2017. And if this isn't a classic example of an abuse of the pension system, I don't know what is.
Going back to the Joyce Mitchell plea agreement, mm-hmm. In the local paper, the Press Republican, this morning, District Attorney Andrew Wiley was very critical of your press release and your reaction. I don't know if you saw that. Do you have any plans to meet with the District Attorney and discuss this situation?
I think we each have separate roles in this. I think the only time he and I have actually sat down and met was when he was continuing to meet with me and call me wanting his pay raise. When that was tied to the pay raise for the judges and the district attorneys. I often speak with district attorneys. I generally have talked with others. You know, I don't know that there's any point in us meeting at this point. I think in some of his comments, and I only glanced at them very quickly. I think they were perhaps, I don't think any of my comments were intended personally. It's a question of my disagreeing on the process. His were somewhat more personal, and that's okay. I can deal with that. I don't know what would be gained by it. You know, he has his role to do, and he obviously feels he's doing it right. I happen to disagree with that, but I don't know that we're going to solve anything by sitting down at this point. So, I mean, certainly if he wants to, I would be happy to.
Unreachable for comment Thursday morning, District Attorney Andrew Wiley provided a statement to the Plattsburgh Press-Republican in response to Assemblywoman Dupree's criticism. He says, quote, "I have rarely, if ever, seen the type of political demagoguery as I have from today's press release," unquote. He added, quote, "She, based on her reading of blogs and letters to the editor, has already determined that Joyce Mitchell should be prosecuted for unnamed crimes which she fails to cite," unquote. Wiley noted that the plea deal saves taxpayers the cost of further court proceedings. Mitchell faces up to 7 years in prison. I'm Pat Brapley, WAMC News.